The article, "Learn SQL Once, Use It for 30 Years," captures something important about technology investment decisions. While programming languages and frameworks come and go, SQL has maintained remarkable stability and relevance across multiple decades of technological change.
From a technical perspective, SQL's longevity stems from its focus on declarative rather than imperative programming. When you describe what you want rather than how to get it, the underlying implementation can evolve without breaking existing code. This principle has allowed SQL databases to incorporate massive performance improvements while maintaining backward compatibility.
For business leaders making technology investment decisions, SQL represents the kind of foundational knowledge that provides long-term ROI. While the specific databases and tools change, the core concepts of relational data modeling and query optimization remain valuable across career spans.
The persistence of SQL also demonstrates the value of open standards in technology adoption. Unlike proprietary query languages that disappeared with their associated products, SQL's standardization has enabled portability and knowledge transfer across different database systems.
This connects to broader questions about technology education and career development. In an environment where new frameworks appear constantly, focusing on enduring fundamentals like SQL, networking protocols, and data structures provides more stable career foundations than chasing the latest tools.
The Notre Dame archaeological discoveries provide a fascinating parallel to software archaeology. Just as excavating beneath Notre Dame revealed 1,700 years of continuous habitation and cultural evolution, examining long-running software systems reveals layers of technological decisions and adaptations.
The archaeological metaphor for software systems is more apt than it might initially appear. Large enterprise software installations often contain multiple generations of technology decisions, each layer representing the constraints and priorities of different eras.
What's remarkable about the Notre Dame excavation is how it reveals continuity alongside change. Roman foundations support medieval structures that were later modified for modern use. Similarly, successful software systems evolve by building on stable foundations while adapting surface layers to changing requirements.
Post-quantum cryptography development at Let's Encrypt represents another example of foundational infrastructure evolution. They're preparing for cryptographic threats that don't yet exist in practical form, but the preparation work needs to begin before the threat materializes.
The technical challenges of post-quantum cryptography deployment are substantial. New cryptographic algorithms typically require larger key sizes and different computational approaches. Let's Encrypt's early adoption helps identify practical deployment issues before they become critical.
From a business continuity perspective, post-quantum cryptography preparation represents essential infrastructure investment. Companies that wait until quantum computing poses immediate threats to current encryption methods will face much more expensive and disruptive transitions.
The timeline uncertainty around quantum computing development makes this preparation particularly challenging. Organizations need to balance the costs of early adoption against the risks of being unprepared for a technology that could emerge gradually or suddenly.
Let's Encrypt's approach of implementing post-quantum certificates alongside traditional ones provides a model for gradual transition strategies. This allows real-world testing of new cryptographic approaches without disrupting existing security infrastructure.
Now let's examine some concerning patterns in how technical expertise is presented in media, particularly around defense and security topics.